Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Stan Benjamin. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Marnie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boom Boom Beck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Boom Boom Beck. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Benjamin moves to third. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller takes first base on ball four. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive towards first. Eaton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren strikes out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Bregan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marte. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Marnie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marnie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive towards third. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marnie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bergen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergen is 0-for-0 in the game. Bergen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Etten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gleason moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gleason scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Lombardi moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte takes first base on ball 4. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marte moves to second. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. Warren strikes out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Marne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marne is 0 for 1 in the game. Marne hits a line drive into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive towards first. Etten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bergen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bergen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Kraft moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Reds. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Bergen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Littlewiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Marty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gleason strikes out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Bergen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marnie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Benny Warren. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Marnie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marnie is 0-for-2 in the game. Marnie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Johnny Rizzo pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lefty Hoerst now pitching. Mickey Livingston now catching. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kraft hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Kraft reaches second base with a double. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Juiced hits a fly ball towards center. Marty settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Marty. Kraft moves to third. Juiced moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Walters reaches second base with a double. Kraft scores. Juice scores. It's 5-0, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Bobby Bergen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bergen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Benjamin moves to second. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Benjamin moves to third. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. Etten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benjamin scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marty hits a line drive towards first. McCormick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.